This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back to the official open of the show. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor in a country I call Trump Land. This is war. I'm your relentless middle-class warrior, relentless conservative warrior, relentless Trump warrior. I'm a capitalist evangelist. I'm a patriot. And most importantly, I'm American-made and American-born. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. So I wrote a commentary, as I do twice a week. They're nationally syndicated, but they always start in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, one of the top 20 newspapers in America, believe it or not. Vegas, a big city now, a big, thriving city. And guess what? It was Wayne Root Day yesterday in Las Vegas. Officially, proclamation from the mayor and the city council, Wayne Root Day, Thursday, July 18th, city of Las Vegas. Second time in my career. Back on, I think it was August 15th or 18th, 2006, I was given the key to the city, and it was named Wayne Root Day in the city of Vegas in the state of Nevada. So twice in my life, I've had a day in one of the great cities in the world, Las Vegas. Very cool. But it is a top 20 newspaper now, and I am the star and the leading national political columnist. My columns are the most read in the newspaper, and very often more read than even the front page of the newspaper. And then it's syndicated all over the country by Creator Syndicate. So here it is. Sunday's column is out on Sunday. It's called The Definition of a Racist. At least it's my definition of a racist. You know the definition of a racist? Anyone winning an argument with a liberal. I feel like we're all starring in a new updated version of the movie Groundhog Day. We keep waking up to the same silly storyline. And it always turns out in President Trump's favor, day after day after day, just like Groundhog Day. Once again, President Trump sent out, in my humble opinion, a common sense but controversial tweet. Yes, I'm calling it common sense what he said. Once again, the media overreacted, exaggerated, and took it out of context. Once again, Democratic politicians lost their mind. Once again, we heard cries of racist, fascist, Hitler, Nazi, KKK, and of course, cries for impeachment. Once again, the media and political experts left Trump for roadkill. They thought they had him where they wanted him again for the 9,000th time. And once again, they didn't. It's comical. They should know by now. Trump always wins. Because what liberals and the liberal media call shocking and controversial and racist is usually just common sense and raw truth. Or didn't you see the latest polls? Trump went up after the tweet. He went up in popularity. He went up in approval. Yep, I said it. He went up. Now, you probably didn't hear that in the mainstream media. Let's start with Reuters, the most liberal, biased polling organization in America. They had Trump losing by double digits throughout the entire 2016 presidential race. How'd that turn out? Not so good, right? Yet that same liberal, biased Reuters poll shows Trump moved up in approval with Republicans after the tweet, dramatically up. Now let's move to the only pollster that matters, Rasmussen. Rasmussen is accurate. Rasmussen polls everyone, not just Republicans, but they only poll likely voters. What's important about that? That's what Rasmussen got. That's why Rasmussen got the 2016 election right. Likely voters almost always vote, so their opinion matters. If you don't vote or you sporadically vote, I don't care what your opinion is. It doesn't matter. But if you vote, your opinion matters. So I care what Rasmussen says. Now, Rasmussen reports as of Friday, Trump, as of today, Friday, as of this morning, Trump was polling Rasmussen at 50% approval, higher than before the tweet. at just about the highest of his entire presidency and far higher than Obama at this point in his presidency. Okay? But wait, there's more. Roughly 50% of voters in the Rasmussen poll think the charges of racism against Trump are politically motivated. That's good thinking. Smart thinking. As a matter of fact, Rasmussen shows the percentage of Americans who call Trump a racist is down 3 points since Trump's latest racist tweet. And the amount of Americans who think the word racist is used as a political weapon against Trump, and it's all BS, is up 6 points since that infamous tweet. In other words, it's all backfiring on Democrats. Rasmussen also gives another clue as to why Trump is the Teflon Don. Get it? Teflon Don? Like John Gotti was the Teflon Don, except this is Don Trump. Teflon Don. Their poll shows consumer confidence is close to a five-year high. Americans trust President Trump with the economy and their jobs. And in the end, jobs are clearly more important than words, at least to people who have jobs and actually pay taxes, i.e. non-Democrats. Now it's the actual definition of racism. Was Trump's tweet racist? Absolutely freaking not. Trump was basically saying, love it or leave it. If you hate our country so much, get the hell out. What's wrong with that? Nothing. Once again, liberals and the liberal media have purposely confused the intent of Trump's tweet. Trump didn't say get out of the country because you're black or Hispanic. That's a lie. Trump didn't say get out of the country because you're an immigrant. That's a lie. We don't believe that. And he didn't pick those four angry, radical, extreme, nutjob congresswomen because of the color of their skin. He picked on them because of the color of their politics. Red, as in communist red. Could he have said it better? Sure. Here's what I would have said. Here's my tweet. Since you're all clearly angry, bitter socialists and communists, and you hate America so much, get the hell out. Head to the nearest socialist or communist hellhole, like Somalia or Cuba or Venezuela. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Bon voyage. That's what I would have said. Makes it clear it's got nothing to do with black, it's got nothing to do with Latino, it's got to do with socialist or communist. And by the way, you want to know the real definition of a racist? Rasmussen reports 32% of Democrats think any white person that criticizes a politician of color is a racist. Folks, that's the very definition right there of racism with a healthy dose of pure stupidity. That's my column, coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, syndicated around the country to a newspaper near you by Creator Syndicate. And that's the truth, man. You are racism. Head to the Democratic Party. I've never seen such racists in my life. In the meantime, Trump reverses his opinion and praises the Send Her Back crowd that was with him in North Carolina on Wednesday night as an incredible patriot. So once again, he's going to shock the media, the liberal media, communist media, and he's going to send them into frenzy of just pure insanity. Insanity. It's going to be fits of rage by the media. Hysterical rage. Because Trump insisted that the members of his audience during his North Carolina rally early this week, the same ones that burst into the supposed racist chants of send her back, are incredible patriots. And they are. See, I think they are, and you could make the case they're both, even if you don't like the chant. I have no problem with the chant, by the way. But if you feel like the chant sounds like it's got a tinge of racism in it, and I don't. But let's just say you do. Then you could say, I would like my followers to not do that chant, okay? I would like them to not do that chant. But that doesn't mean I don't think they're patriots. They're patriots. They're all red, white, and blue wearing former military people. They love the country. They were willing to sacrifice their lives for their country. Almost everybody at these Trump rallies are veterans. Don't you see that? And so they're great salt-of-the-earth Americans, and they really do love this country, and they don't like the things. They carry their emotions on their sleeves like I do and like my dad did, the butcher, right? I'm the son of a butcher, SOB, and my dad carried his emotions on his sleeve. And if you didn't love America, he said, get the F out of this country. Get the frick out of this country. I don't want you anymore. Love it or leave it. There's nothing wrong with send her home. Okay? It doesn't mean that we hate black people. It doesn't mean that we hate immigrants. I don't hate black people, and I don't hate immigrants. Simple as that. End of story, period. I don't. Come to this country legally. Come to this country not to get welfare, but to work. And then I love you no matter what country you're from. But I don't want to fill my country with people from countries that are crap holes. I'll say it a little nicer than Trump. Okay? I don't. It's just the way it is. If you don't speak English, I don't want you. And if you want welfare, I don't want you. And if you're from a country and you have no skills, no talent, and you're bringing no money, and you need millions of dollars over the course of your lifetime in government handouts, I don't want you. There's nothing racist about that. My father didn't want you. I don't want you. The butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the cops, and the firemen don't want you. Stay home. Nothing racist about that. And I'll say it again. If the person is white and they say communist things, they hate America, they hate capitalism, guess what? They're white and they're from Israel and they're Jewish like me. You know what I say to them? Get the hell out of my country. Go back to Israel. So there's nothing racist about it. Nothing. Zero. All right. Iran's Revolutionary Guard seizes two UK-operated tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. What do we do about it, folks? What does Trump do about it? What's Britain do about it? You can't allow Iran to keep seizing our ships, oil tankers. You can't. Now, this one isn't ours, so maybe we don't do a thing. Leave it up to England. Let them figure out what to do. They're unlucky enough to be, you know, to have their ship seized. That's lucky it wasn't ours. But someone's going to have to do something about Iran. It's a terrorist nation. It's filled with crazy mullahs. You know, it's filled with crazy Revolutionary Guard military, elite military. And we're going to have to take them out one way or the other. Us, Britain, a whole coalition, got to take them out. You can't have the seas threatened. You can't have your oil tankers threatened. You can't have your oil source and fuel source and energy source threatened. When we get back, a great report to tell you about Trump considering ending refugee resettlement in the United States. And Twitter suspends an angel mom for talking about illegal immigration. When we get back, and your calls. See you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Do you like my definition of a racist? I think it goes, man. Anyone winning an argument with a liberal is... That's the first part. That's the funny punchline. But then the rest of my story, you like it? The definition of a racist is Ilhan Omar. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's Rashida Tlaib. It's Ayanna Pressley. Aren't you proud I can remember those four names? Come on, we got to keep saying them until that's all anybody thinks about. We brand the Democratic Party. That's Trump's brilliance. Trump's brilliance, man. He's the greatest brander of all time. And he's branding the Democratic Party as those four, as a communist party with radical, extreme nut jobs. Great job, Donald Trump. Believe me, there's nothing Trump does by mistake. Nothing. It's all purposeful. His tweet is purposeful in two ways. One, I think he believes in branding, and I think he believes he could brand the Democratic Party as these four. Number two, I think he really does believe, as I do, that they are hateful of America and that they're extreme communists, or extreme socialists bordering on communists, let's put it that way. And therefore, he wants to brand them as communists. And then number three, here's the fun one, okay? I did a two-week tour of Asia right after Trump was inaugurated. I was paid a lot of money to travel around Asia and talk about Trump and what people could expect. And I had a picture on the wall in back of me, and it said, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, crisis, chaos, controversy. And my whole speech was about the fact to the Asian people, expect this to be the most, you know, the famous Chinese saying, may you live in interesting times. Expect this to be the most interesting time in the history of the world and certainly in the history of America. Because this guy is fun. And this guy knows how to stage things on national TV, Donald Trump. And he is going to make it all about crisis, chaos, and controversy because his belief, I believe, it's my opinion, I believe that Donald Trump believes that if your name is in the news, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, as long as it gets people to notice you and pay attention to you. Once they pay attention, eventually, if you're smart and you tell raw truth like he does, you'll like what he says. Even if you hate the specific tweet, you're still going to follow him and pay attention to him, and you'll always know his name, and he'll always be on your lips, and eventually he'll win you over. And this is how he runs his life. So the minute there's 3 or 4 days in a row of quiet and sanity, and the media isn't screaming his name, he does something to shock everybody, to shock the system, and create crisis and chaos and controversy. And that's what he did with this tweet, because he didn't have to. I think it's brilliant. I think it's working. The polls are up. I think it's obvious it's working. And yet, he could have just shut up and let the Democrats kill each other, because AOL and her squad, I call them the commie quad squad, were coming after Nancy Pelosi. They were fighting amongst themselves. And when the enemy's fighting, shut up and let them fight, right? That's one theory. But Trump doesn't think like that, and you can't knock him. He's president of the United States. He won. So you got to go with him. So Trump doesn't think that way. What Trump thinks is, hey, it's been quiet around here. I don't want it to be quiet. I want my name to be on people's lips. So I think he did it on purpose for a variety of reasons. And he created some chaos and controversy. All right, let's talk about my sponsor of this show. It's Dr. Joe Williams. His website is vacationrestoration.com. The phone number is toll free, and you get a free consultation, 888-357-0888, 888-357-0888. I've been his buddy for 18 years. My son and his son are best friends. My oldest son and his oldest son are best friends, and I've seen all the before and after pictures, and I've just marveled at it. When the day comes, man, I want this guy taking care of my hair. Dr. Joseph Williams, he is the best medical hair restoration doctor in the United States of America, is my opinion, and maybe the world. And celebrities fly in, and billionaires fly in, and even his sitting president has flown into Vegas, because his offices are in Vegas and Reno. And so they fly in from around the world and around the country to get their hair done by this guy. If you have thinning hair, if you have balding head, if you're bald, this guy could make you have the thickest head of hair in the world. And so he's amazing. And by the way, it's not just me saying how great he is. He's one of about 200 doctors in the world who's a diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgeon. It's his life's work. He's an artist. And so, yes, billionaires and princes fly in, but he takes care of nothing but average, everyday Joes and Janes here in Las Vegas and Reno. So if you're an average Joe or Jane, he will pay for your vacation to fly in and do this. Call him at 888-357-0888 or go to vacationrestoration.com. Some other big news that's out here. Mueller's star witness, Robert Mueller's star witness, was George Nader. He was just indicted on child sex crime charges on traveling the world with a young boy. These guys are sick in the head. Another Jeffrey Epstein. That's the kind of guy that Mueller depended on to frame Trump's friends. And Ilhan Omar, not only it appears, married her brother. Yes, I just said Muslim Congresswoman Ilhan Omar married her brother, committed immigration fraud, passport fraud, tax fraud. She shouldn't stick her head up because she's got big problems, man. But her father was the top propaganda official in the genocidal regime running Somalia, communist regime. She comes from communist royalty. Figures.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Iranian state media is reporting that Iran sees two British oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump reacts to the news.
And Iran is going to work out very nicely. Iran is showing their colors. Going to work out very nicely. Iran is in big trouble right now. Their economy is crashing. They're trying to bring soldiers back home because they can't pay them. A lot of bad things are happening to them, and it's very easy to straighten out, or it's very easy for us to make it a lot worse.
Customs and Border Protection Deputy Commissioner Robert Perez is telling Fox News that they are moving forward with new barriers on the U.S. southern border.
We now have built over the last 2.5 years just over 51 miles of new enduring capability along our southwest border, primarily in Southern California in the area of El Paso. And we are continuing to build.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I see they got it up on the screen. I was just checking. I was just watching a little rerun. I recorded on DirecTV, and I left the studio to run out and see a little bit of the show, and there it is, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. They've actually got it listed that way on DirecTV. If any of you are not able to record it, it's because it used to be the Wayne Allen Root Show, and it changed the name. So you have to go look up the new name, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. And that was the problem I was having. I couldn't record it for the last few days because I didn't realize, because the name changed, you have to reconfigure your recording devices with TiVo and Dish and cable and things like that. So just giving everybody a pointer that I didn't know. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're the greatest. I mean, I told you what my day was like today with that big debate that I won today at Freedom Fest. I'm now 4-0, undefeated, just like Trump, winning. But my voice is gone, right? I don't know how I would have done this show if I didn't come home and suck on my silver lozenges by My Doctor Suggests. It saved me for 3.5 years now. Every time I think my voice is going to go, I suck on a lozenge and I make it through another segment of the show, and I suck on a lozenge, I make it to another segment, and the next thing I know, I've made it through the show, and all I got left now is 25 minutes, and I'm home free, baby. Thank God it's Friday. My birthday tomorrow, 58 years old. One of the few guys in all of America on TV at the age of 58, and I think I still look damn good. So there you have it. My Doctor Suggests has really helped me, and so I don't get sick anymore, and my voice is there, and I'm healthy, and I suck on that, boy, I drink down that silver solution they've got, and that result of that is no more brain fog. From the moment I wake up, I don't need sleep as much as I used to. I'm going to bed about 1 in the morning every night and waking up between 6 and 7. So I'm getting somewhere between 5 and 6 hours max. And it's okay. And I'm waking up without any brain fog, and I feel wonderful. So yeah, I'm getting like 2-3 hours less sleep than I used to, and I have no brain fog in the morning, all because of My Doctor Suggests. Give him a call. I get more notes about this than any other product I've ever sold on this show. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. Can't get their products in stores. Got to call his phone number or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. And use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, and you get 20% off. All right. I'm going to take calls in 1 second. I want to give you one more study. White liberals are driving the Democratic Party's mass immigration platform. Basically, to sum it up for you, white liberals are idiots. They're schmucks, as we used to say in New York, Yiddish word, Jewish Yiddish word for an idiot, a fool, a moron, someone devoid of a brain, a lobotomy victim, a schmuck, an idiot. They're schmucks. And what this study proves, what I've said all along, black people are not as liberal as white liberals. Hispanics are not as liberal as white liberals. And Asians are not as liberal as white liberals. Most of those groups want to limit immigration and don't want open borders. The idiots, the fly in the ointment, are white liberals. They're complete morons. How did I know that? Because I went to Columbia University, and it was an all-white school. Everybody was white. About half of them were Jewish white. They all hated their parents, hated rich people, and wanted to bring the country down. They believed in communism, and they believed in destroying this country with open borders. And so I had my fill of white liberals. They made me sick to my stomach. Remember, I'm Jewish, so you can never accuse me of saying anything anti-Semitic when I mention that a lot of Jewish people are very liberal. They're my people. There's nothing I can do about it. I love them. I love the Jewish people, but their politics makes me want to vomit sometimes. But it's changing. More and more Jews are becoming conservative Republican because of President Trump. But liberals in general, white liberals, are the problem of open borders, and they're ruining the United States of America. Simple as that. New study confirms it. They're more liberal than Asian liberals. They're more liberal than black liberals. They're more liberal than Hispanic liberals, and they feel like open borders are good. Asians, blacks, and Hispanics don't want open borders. They want to limit who comes in the country. White liberals are out of their mind. They're insane. They don't want any limits. They want everybody in. Screw you, you're idiots. Simple as that. Let's take some calls. Sandra in California on line one. Sandra, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you.
And also, I don't know if you know this, but Israel is getting ready to ban Omar and Rashida Tlaib.
Good.
They're not allowed to go enter Israel because there's a congressional group that is scheduled to go over there, and they're in the group, and Israel is saying, oh, no, you're not allowed in. Did you know that?
I knew they were thinking of it. They haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, it hasn't been done yet. Hopefully we'll hear it's official.
Yeah, it sounded like the person that was reporting was official from Israel, who was on Fox Business, I believe, yesterday, and he was very adamant that it was going to happen.
Good.
Because Israel understands where these two women are coming from, and they don't want them in the country. Thank God.
Obviously, you wouldn't let Adolf Hitler in your country, or the representative of Hitler, and these two are like Hamas and Hezbollah in the U.S. Congress, so why let them in? Terrible people.
Exactly.
We should have let them in our country, is all I was going to say. Why are they in our country?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Before someone accuses me of being Donald Trump, because Rashida Tlaib was born in our country, I get it. Doesn't matter. Trump was not saying, if you're an immigrant, get out of my country. He was not saying, if you're black or Muslim, get out of my country. What Trump was saying is, if you're a communist and you hate America, why not go somewhere else? That's it. That's all I'm saying, too. Same thing. Anyway, continue, Sandra.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the chant. I support the chant because, you know, this ABC reporter, you know, went after President Trump in the Oval Office. And, you know, these reporters are covering up for the coup d'etat. They're covering up for Hillary Clinton. They're covering up for all the corruption in Washington, D.C., and they go point their finger at a bunch of Americans who are fed up with not having fair government representation. We finally found somebody who really cares about us, cares about America, cares about American patriotism, cares about free market capitalism, cares about freedom and liberty, and people are thrilled. They haven't heard this for decades and decades and decades.
Well, here's the thing. Let me make a point about that chant. I understand why liberals freak out over that chant. I get it. You know, they see racism behind every rock, behind every corner. But there's more to it. Okay, I led 7 Donald Trump rallies. I, Wayne Root, was the opening speaker here in Vegas for 7 rallies with Donald Trump here. Okay? And Trump handpicked me for that role, by the way. And each time I led the crowd in, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, as in Hillary Clinton. And the liberals hated that too, and it drove them crazy, but they couldn't charge racism because Hillary's white. So what's the difference between lock her up and throw her out of the country or send her home? There is no difference other than the fact that Ilhan Omar is dark-skinned, person of color, and Muslim. So because of that, it's just like when I used to attack Obama. Immediately it was, oh my God, you're a racist. But if Obama was white, and by the way, he was half white, you're not a racist for saying you don't like his communist views, and you're not a terrible person for saying a chant of send her home any worse than you were when you said lock her up for a white woman. It's just the way liberals operate. They try and make us out to be racist because the person we don't like is a person of color, but it's got nothing to do with the color of their skin, why we don't like them. Simple as that. Just wanted to get that point in.
Yes. Well, you know what? This racist thing, people calling, you know, Republicans racist, I can go on. Democrats.
It's all they have, Sandra. It's all they have. They don't have anything else, meaning the liberals. They've got nothing else except to cry racism, which is why I keep telling that joke. What's the definition of a racist? Anyone winning an argument with a liberal. That's all they got in reply to winning by us is you're a racist. So what can I tell you? Sandra, we got to run. I got to take more calls. I got to take another Californian. Mark in California. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, you got a great show.
Thank you.
TGIF, the only guy with more energy than you, I was just thinking about that, is Trump.
Maybe. He might have more energy than me. I think it's a tie, but that's okay.
No, but you have all the vitamins. Just think if he took all your vitamins like Popeye.
Well, think if he ate healthy like me. I eat healthy and I work out every day. He's never worked out, I don't think, a day in his life. He doesn't work out in a gym like I do every day, an hour a day. And also, he doesn't eat healthy. I eat nothing but healthy food. He eats like scarfs down hamburgers, Kentucky Fried Chicken, French fries, and soda. So, I mean, I don't know how Trump does it, but he just was born with a great body and a great digestive system that doesn't fail him doing all the worst things you could possibly do. I'm a guy who has to be perfectly fine-tuned to get everything out of myself, so I'm like a maestro who has found out what works and uses all these things to make myself the best I could possibly be. Believe me, if I ate his diet and didn't work out, I would fall apart. I couldn't be on national TV. I'd fall apart. I'd die of a heart attack. So luckily, I know what makes me tick. He just doesn't. He was born without having a need to do anything to make himself be efficient. What can I tell you? Anyway, continue with your story, Mark.
I want to talk really quick about the Suicide Squad. Wayne,
yeah.
This is your next article, the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Because they're ruining the Democrat parties and helping the Republicans and the independents see what communists look like you actually talk about.
Yeah, but I called them the commie squad.
Just before I go, I want to talk about Kamala and her affair with Willie and their smoking pot on the company dime, on the taxpayer money, I know. But the Suicide Squad is an interesting bunch because you lived in Malibu, and this is a Hollywood movie. They just made it. It's a bunch of freaks that took over the street.
I like it. I think it's good. Sounds like a good – it was a movie title. It was a hit movie. So we'll call them the Commie Suicide Squad. That's what they are. They're showing America what a real communist looks like, and they're committing Harry Caray. They're killing the Democratic Party. Suicide. Yes. Mark, I like it. We'll go with it. Thank you. We got Ray in Idaho. Ray, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Oh, we're going to break right now? All right, cool. All right, we'll go to break. I didn't hear the music. Couldn't even hear it. It's a little low in my ear. You got to bring it up, Chris. I'm telling you. There we go. Now I hear it. It's time for break. When we get back, Ray is up first, then Jimmy. All the other phones are ringing. We'll grab your calls. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV. Love my fans. Thanks for all those calls. Thanks for making the phone lines light up like a Christmas tree. You know I love Christmas. I'm the Jew who loves Christmas. I got more Christmas trees in my house on Christmas than any Jew in the history of the world. We'll see you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Corral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, Newsmax TV, as well as USA Radio Network. And by the way, my website, root4america.com, all my commentaries are there. Got all the people at Freedom Fest would tell me they share my commentaries with every friend they've got. They send it out to 20 people, 30 people, 50 people, and they get them all either in the newspaper or at root4america.com. My Twitter page, at RealWayneRoot. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can email Newsmax anytime telling me you love this show and you want to see more of it. And I'm trying to talk them into doing a great weekend show. You'll love my idea, but we'll talk about that later. So contact Newsmax, tell them you want to see more Wayne Root. It's war@newsmax.com. Took me a second to remember that. War@newsmax.com. There's a lot of stuff crammed in this brain. You have no idea how many files are in my head. Wow, and I'll be 58 years old tomorrow. It's a lot of files. My friend Larry just sent me the funniest tweet. You know, they're banning the word manhole in certain places because it's sexist to use the word man. So a manhole should be a maintenance hole. It can't be a manhole anymore. So he says, make sure to wish everyone a happy manhole weekend. But are we allowed to say Manhattan anymore? M-A-N, Manhattan begins with M-A-N. Is it now Maintenance-hattan? Is it now Woman-hattan? What's the name? You can't call it Manhattan anymore because a man in front? Trans-hattan, is that what it is? Okay. Oh, boy. Going to get me in trouble. Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group is sponsor of this segment of the show. He's my personal tax lawyer. He's based in Beverly Hills. He's the best damn tax lawyer in the United States of America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all over the USA, but most importantly, he's handled my cases, and he's beaten the IRS, and I didn't owe him a penny twice when Obama sicked the IRS on me. Thank you, Sam Landis. And I dared him, I challenged him to come up with a great program for the average person. He did. It's only $190 a month, and he solves your case in 3 to 6 months. He is amazing. You start with a free consultation. Don't go up against the IRS without Sam Landis. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. WeHelpYou.com with the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. He is one of my great friends. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. All right, let's take some calls. Ray from Idaho is up first. Ray, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Just fine, sir. Thank you for accepting my phone call, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Anyway, I got a few things to say. First of all, I like you because you're bald and you got stones. Tell the truth. And I like that.
Thank you.
And I'm a fan. But I got a couple of things to say. When I'm in town and I'm wearing my Make America Great,
mm-hmm.
they call me racist. So in my response, I always talk to them and say, the reason I'm prejudiced is because I don't like liars, I don't like socialists, and I don't like baby killers.
All good.
And another thing I want to say is, Mr. President, give them hell.
Right. I love it. I think it's great. I mean, look, love it or leave it. If you don't love America, get the hell out. There isn't anything about that that's wrong or racist or unfair. I don't want you coming to my country and changing my country to make it a crap hole like your country. Come to my country and love America or leave it. Nothing wrong with that. Ray, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Mido. We've had quite a few calls, Mido, by the way. Seems to be a very active state with this Newsmax TV network or with my show. Interesting. Let's take Jimmy in Florida on line 3. Jimmy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Jimmy, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you? It's Wayne.
Is it Ray? Hey, how are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thanks. What's happening?
Let me turn the TV off here because I'm watching.
Good idea.
Hey, I wanted to say buckle up and sit down because this thing with Omar and Tlaib and all these Muslim ladies, this is all serious business, you know. The mandate of Islam is to make everybody a Muslim. And they say if you can't subjugate your enemy by military force, invade their citizenship and invade their country, invade their government, and slowly, definitely convert them, change their attitudes and their minds to Islam.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, Jimmy's not making anything up. This is what is in the Quran. That's what it says. That's what Muhammad said.
You either,
exactly. Sorry, you either, it's a long, been a long week, I'm exhausted. You either conquer them and convert them, or you have a right to enslave them, kill them, or imprison them. So,
well,
that's
a
what
lot
it
of
says.
People don't realize what's going on. They just see all, you know, the squad just making noise. Instead of having a bunch of scruffy old looking guys come out, they put, like, you know, these ladies out there, which seem to be, you know, non-aggressive, but they're still spewing hatred and vile, you know, things against our country.
Hey, Jimmy, we're heading out for the weekend. Last call of the night. What do we got? Just about 30 seconds left, Chris? All right, we're calling it a night. Jimmy, thank you for the call. I don't know about your taste of women, though, Jimmy. I've seen Rashida Tlaib. I don't know about the word foxy and Rashida Tlaib. I just don't know if I would call her sexy or foxy. I don't think so. I don't think I'd call any of them sexy or foxy. But, yes, they're not a bunch of old men. That's for sure. And that's the problem with the Republican Party. And I was at a big Republican event on Tuesday night, and there were like 300 people in the room, and it was 300 white people all over the age of 50. I mean, that's the problem with the Republican Party. You know, we've got to expand our tent and expand our base. We got to get more women. We got to get more blacks. We got to get more Latinos. Got to get more Jews. Got to get more of everything. Wayne Allyn, have a great weekend. It's my birthday. I'm having a good time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.